If it's all right with our producer, Eric has agreed to do another song just for you guys.
Thank you. Derek and the Dominoes with Blues Power from the album Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs. That's the 40th anniversary version. There are four songs on there that were original, that appeared on the Johnny Cash Show when Derek and the Dominoes were guests on that show. Previously, it was possible to get a couple of them if you were careful enough and not, you know, wanted to look around enough. But now all four songs are available. And we're going to have a question of the week that has to do with that in about a minute. First, I want to tell you that this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And so everything we play tonight will have some bearing on, something to do with Eric Clapton. Either he's playing guitar or singing on it, or in one the case of one song, he's not on it, but it's something that, that was influenced by him. So let's get to the question of the week, shall we? If you want to dial, not dial, but press the buttons for 908-852-4545. You don't even need buttons, you know, you just need those touch screens on the iPhone, right? So 908-852-4545. And if you're the first caller, you could win a gift card to Piggy's Deli in Hackettstown. It's a real nice big deli. Got some really good stuff there. used to go there all the time when I passed that way on the way to work, but I don't anymore. But anyway, so the question is, on that show Derek and the Dominoes were on, the Johnny Cash show, way, way back when, around 1971, I guess it was, there were four, well, actually five other artists, but I'll say four because one was kind of a walk-on guest who played with them. But there were four other artists, or five, that were billed on that show in the TV Guide, and I've got a copy of the TV Guide right in front of me here. And so name one of them, just one. You know, so it's not Johnny Cash, not Derek and the Dominoes, one of the other four or five artists that were on. 908-852-4545. Now we're going to play something from Marcus Miller with Eric on guitar and vocals.
Okay. come with me.
And that was Carnival by Eric Clapton from the album No Reason to Cry. Marcy Levy on vocals there with him. And started that set off with Silver Rain from the album of the same name by Marcus Miller. And Eric had a long association with Marcus through David Sanborn and other jazz artists that he played with over the years. And so this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. We're going to take a short break now, and I think we'll probably come back with the Eric influence for the night.
Hi, this is Parker Millsap, inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by Nick and Helen, The Devil Makes Three, and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Villa Milagro Vineyards, located in historic Finesville, New Jersey. Owners Steve and Audrey Gambino use a combination of organic and sustainable farming practices for their European-inspired wines. Open for tastings Saturday and Sunday from 11 through 5.
Coming up on February 7th at 6:30 p.m., Walt and Vicky.
908-995-2072 or on the web, njfinewines.com.
If you are the type of person that is always on the go or always on your tablet catching up on the news or reading the latest novel, you can enjoy the great music on WNTI on most of your favorite devices. WNTI's web stream can be accessed through the TuneIn Radio app on most smartphones and tablets, including those running iOS, Android, and Windows. Visit the App Store on your smartphone or tablet for more information.
And now it's time for the Eric influence. We do this about every week, feature a guitarist who was very heavily influenced by Eric Clapton's playing. In some cases, that was their primary influence. In the case of Eddie Van Halen, he said it was his only influence, believe it or not. But this week, we're going to do Kenny Wayne Shepherd. He's pretty well known as a fairly young guitarist. He's been around for a little while by now. But a blues guitarist for sure, of the rock and blues kind of variety that we're accustomed to nowadays. And he was asked in an interview what advice would he offer young guitar players, and so he kind of focused on his influence of Eric Clapton and what's really important if you're going to play guitar well, especially blues guitar or even rock, you know. It was about vibrato, really, because a lot of people don't have it. And he said if you listen to B.B. King or Albert King or Eric Clapton, they have a signature vibrato that distinguishes their sound from anyone else. So if you can nail the vibrato, everything else will sound right on. So let's play something from Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and this is Heat of the Sun.
I can feel the heat of the sun. American troubles been my only friend. I've been down ever since I was 10. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no love. If it wasn't for real bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all.
.919 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And now it's time for this week's Judy Moment. Solomon Burke with Thank You.
Just what love can do. that's what the people say. And if I can't make it through tomorrow, I better make it through today. I have had my share of troubles, it's nothing new to me, when I look around me, all I see that's what the people say. And if we can't make it through tomorrow, better make it through.
Yeah. So yeah, that was Eric Clapton with Give Me Strength from 461 Ocean Boulevard, his comeback album of 1974. And we started that set off with Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Well, Eric wasn't on it, of course, but he heavily influenced Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Heat of the Sun from How I Go. And since Kenny was kind of talking about Eric's vibrato being so distinct, along with B.B. King, and I think he mentioned Albert King, and there are others as well, I thought I'd play a really good example of Eric's vibrato that really stands out. That's from Born Under a Bad Sign, from the Cream album Wheels of Fire. And then, let's see, then we heard the Judy Moment, Thank You, from Solomon Burke, classic R&B artist, from the album Like a Fire. And again, finished with Give Me Strength from Eric Clapton. We're going to take a short break now here at 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And you're listening to Crossroads, by the way, the music of Eric Clapton. And I'm your host, Gary Ault. So after the break, more music.
Matt here. Join me Wednesday night from 10 till midnight for The Knife Edge, an exploration of complex musical passages, fantastical lyrics, extreme musicianship, and everything else that made progressive rock razor sharp across the decades. That's The Knife Edge, Wednesday at 10 p.m. on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Dixon Energy, providing heating oil and propane with automatic delivery throughout Sussex, Morris, Union, and Eastern Warren counties. Dixon Energy also installs Generac whole house generators, high efficiency equipment, and energy saving comfort solutions like RedLink thermostats. More information can be found at DixonBROS.com or by phone 973-334-1000.
When I made the transition from business to law enforcement, I knew I needed to enhance my leadership and management skills. So I enrolled in Centenary College's Masters of Leadership and Public Administration program. Thanks to faculty who represent the best of two worlds, real life experience, and a commitment to teaching, I developed the expertise I needed to serve and protect my community. I am Patrolman Scott Myers with the Washington Township Police Department. Check out all of Centenary College's graduate programs at www.centenarycollege.edu/WNTI.
And this one goes out to CC, a little Bob Dylan by Eric Clapton.
Thank you. your precious love satisfy my soul. Many lies about it, some of them cries about it, some of them dies about it. Everything's a fighting about the smoke. Thank you.
Cream with Spoonful, and that was from the Fresh Cream album. As it was released in the UK, in the United States it didn't have that song on it, but it was released as a single. But of course we have it now on the CD. And we started that set off with Love Minus Zero, No Limit, from the Bob Dylan 30th Anniversary Concert Celebration. That was Eric Clapton interpreting the Bob Dylan song. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. This is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. And we're going to give you the answer to the question of the week. And it was basically, let me get my PC over here, because I'll be honest with you, I forget the names of these people. Not that I forget who they are, but the question was, when Derek and the Dominoes were on the Johnny Cash show back in 1971, there were five other artists, actually four that are mentioned in the TV guide that I've got in front of me, but a fifth artist as well that sat in with them on one track. Name one of those artists. And Michael from Long Valley named two of them. And I don't see that it's possible he could have cheated. I really don't. So, and I was kind of amazed. I was kind of thinking that I might have stumped everybody this week. So he gets the gift card to Piggy's Deli. Yeah, so the answers are, well, of course, Derek and the Dominoes were on. Connie Smith, country singer Connie Smith. Eric Anderson, who I guess you'd say is a singer-songwriter, folk artist. Homer and Jethro, the blues duo. And Ramblin' Jack Elliott, the folk artists, were all Johnny's guests that night. But and I think Mike had guessed, I think he had said Eric Anderson, but the first answer he gave is what prompted me to play the following song. Carl Perkins sat in with Johnny and Derek and the Dominoes on Matchbox, so we're going to play that for you right now.
Yeah. Great. Great. How about that? Well, you know what? I really am proud to see that the people here love you like they do.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
Your people. The people in your country and all over England really treated us great when we were over there.
Oh, we love your kind of music there, you know.
Well, you know, I hear a lot of old down-home country blues in your playing.
Well, that's because we collect the records over there, you know. I mean, there's not much in the way of actual real music there, but, I mean, we just buy the records and pick up on it that way, you know.
Oh, well, you do a beautiful job.
Thank you very
much. You really put out a lot on all four of you guys do. Just great. Listen, you know, I think probably one of the most important artists that have influenced a lot of the groups in England comes from right here in the
right,
state.
Right, yeah. A lot of these blues musicians and white people picking country music, you know, have influenced everybody. I think one of the best of them all is right here on the show right now. I think we should bring him on.
I think so. Carl Perkins.
There you
so.
Are.
I won't ever be happy. Everything I do.
right. Derek and the Dominoes on the Johnny Cash Show with Carl Perkins sitting in. And this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. And you've been listening to Crossroads of Music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Alt. Up next, E-Town. And after that, we'll listen to The Knife Edge and then Keller Cellar with Keller Williams. So we're going to go out with another Cream song. I know we've already played, you know, two tonight, but we're going to go out with one more because it's just under 2 minutes, and that's what I need. Have a good week, folks.
Are we rolling? A one, a two, a three, a four. A mother was washing a baby one night, the youngest of ten, and a delicate mite. The mother was poor, and the baby was thin. 'Twas naught but an skeleton covered with skin. The mother turned round for the soap off the rack. She was only a moment, but when she turned back, a baby had gone, and in anguish she cried, "Oh, where has my baby gone?" The angels replied, "Oh, your baby has gone down the plug hole. Oh, your baby has gone down the plug. The poor little thing was so skinny and thin, he should have been washed in a jug, in a jug. Your baby is perfectly happy, he won't need a bath anymore. He's a mucking about with the angels above. Not a lost, but gonna be a fool."
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.